foie gras, pulled pork, bok choy, squid ink, dining with Doug and Karen.
Hey everyone, my name is Doug.
My name is Karen Anderson, hi.
And this is Dining with D&K.
The new
streamlined, the show's been reimagined. Not only is the title shorter, we are now visiting restaurants throughout Los Angeles and hopefully throughout the world, and chatting and chewing, and we have a guest on each episode is the plan. And today's guest is Jessie Mae Peluso.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm just here for the food, I have to be honest.
Yeah. And
really?
You don't need to pause between the Jesse and the May.
Yeah, you could just
because it's
let it
one
roll.
Word.
It's one word.
It's
like
not
share.
One of those two. Yeah, exactly.
But you go by Jesse.
Sure thing. Absolutely. Jess, Jay, even just like a facial expression, I'll answer to that.
Like,
yeah.
And what will you say?
I'm like, what's up? How you doing? Everything okay? Looks like you have indigestion.
What if I go like this?
Like, what's the matter? You had a bad day? Looks like somebody cut
I'm
you off in traffic. How many restaurants have you guys been to? So many?
Wait, I got an idea for you. This is what you got to do.
Tell me.
For stand-up. You got to just tell people to make make faces at you.
And then I'll say what they're feeling.
This is a new way of improv.
Yeah. And also like a new way of therapy of like really getting to their core issue.
See if you're right.
Yeah. Is it indigestion or your mom?
We've been to a few spots now. And they've all been great so far. And but they've been open for business while we were doing it. This is an interesting one today because we are at, here's looking at you, on the corner of 6th and it's a couple blocks from Western.
Koreatown.
Koreatown-ish.
Which is an up-and-comer,
it really is.
Oh, yeah.
This place is turning sweet.
Sorts of places around
here.
Yeah, and this is one of them. And it's a, I guess, primarily a burger establishment.
Well, it's interesting artwork.
How I found them was they're known for a really great burger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they have. I looked at their menu. They have other stuff, obviously, and a full bar. I see.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the most important.
That was one of the things that got me excited about it. Is that on their social meds, it does mention that they are into preparing a fancy cocktail.
What's better than a fancy cocktail and a burger?
That's a pretty good combo.
That's when you're just like, fuck it. You know, when you're just like, I've had a rough week.
Where are you on the vegetarian thing? Like,
you know, I lean
aren't people constantly? Yeah, it feels like you're very pro animals.
Yeah, I'm pro animals. I lean that way, but I also like my meat lean once in a while.
Right?
I just enjoy a burger once in a while. Like, I honestly crave it.
Quality.
Quality meat.
Yeah.
All about the quality meat. Yeah, because you can't waste that. It's got to be good stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, I try and stay balanced, but shit's delicious. Not shit, but burgers.
Yeah, and there's people that are constantly, you know, like you're on, you know, Instagram or Twitter. And by people, I mean Nikki Glaser. Is just constantly trying to make me feel bad for liking meat. And I don't blame her because it's a good cause, but shit.
Making people feel bad is a bad tactic.
I like meat. Yeah, well... Those videos, you know.
Those videos are brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not all people, you know, there's not all people that sell meat treat the animals that way in order to get the meat.
You
That's not the standard MO. There are a lot of people who do that, but.
And, you know, it's unfortunate, but some animals have to go.
Yes.
Like, there's too many of
there's
some
a lot
kinds
of
animals.
That's why people started to eat them. They're all around, you know. Someone's
We're
snacking on a
some
rabbit.
Of these things.
Like oysters.
Oh, they're so good. That's an animal.
Yeah.
That's an animal.
Well, there's a ton of them.
They're so good.
They're stuck to people's boats.
Does PETA step up for
oysters?
Oh,
wait, that's barnacles.
That's barnacles. I wonder what barnacles taste like. Someone had to be hungry enough to try that out. Someone ate an artichoke.
It must be hard. It must be like eating a rock or something.
Yeah, like really like...
Or they try for the inside. Imagine an oyster.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. We got to ask Jessie Mae what she's been up to lately before we...
Dive in?
Before we dive into some...
What have I been up to?
Burgery.
Working. Working.
Yeah, we
you
were
know,
at the
Lemon Haze Festival.
Yep, right here.
You know what I was
it's on
up
my
to?
Shirt.
Oh yeah,
bringing
the Lemon
home.
Haze Cannabis Convention.
Yeah,
so
and
much
comedy
stuff.
Festival.
And, oh, I didn't see that on the left.
Guess which part was the comedy festival part? me and Jesse.
And Donnell.
Donnell and...
Judah, who's
Judah,
asthmatic and Friedlander, doesn't smoke.
And,
he's pure comedy then.
He was pure comedy.
He just did comedy. He just showed up and did it. And they, I wasn't there the night he went on, but they liked him a lot.
Yeah, they had fun.
Yeah.
The best part was that, like, we walked around with our bags, and it was like trick-or-treat for people who enjoy, you know, things of the green nature.
Yeah.
Especially yeah. Doug. Doug looked like he stole things. He had so much stuff.
Well, I mean, look at me. I'm all my clothes I'm wearing right now are from there.
Yeah. He looked like he looted the joint. People were handing him industrial-sized jars.
Oh, yeah. I had a giant box of
remember
stuff.
Remember that bud? Did you get that bud home?
Got everything.
The huge one?
We ditched some stuff. We gave a bunch of stuff to the valet at the hotel.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, he was very excited.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we did bring home a lot of stuff because you really can travel with these days.
Did
yeah.
you get any new sunglasses? You're always getting sunglasses.
Well, you know, they're always generally free ones. These ones, the word ween is scratched coming off, but...
Is it ween or weed?
Ween.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Ween, the band. I guess they had an album called Boog Niche. I guess.
I think you're known for your sunglasses a little bit.
Yeah, well, for sure.
I really try to put it out there that I like my eyes to be shielded from the sun.
Are you a vampire?
That's one of my favorite hobbies. All right, let's talk to the proprietor. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about? Let's invite her over.
The co-proprietor.
Here in her own restaurant.
Lynn Ta, everybody.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
First of all, let's just go straight for the shirt, Jessie Mae.
I love the shirt. She has so much class and style. Very unique.
Just bought it last week in Paris.
And
you said it was,
come on.
You said it was new but old. Is it vintage?
It's yes.
Yeah.
It's really
new to
nice.
My life, 6 days.
It's beautiful.
Old in France.
You guys will see it on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. You look like you own a chateau in that shirt.
That is the dream.
Paris.
Good time to go to Paris this around now?
There's an article that says that Paris, the best time to go to Paris is November. It was really, really cold. Someone
yeah, see,
my
that's,
bones, but
that's what I was wondering about. Like, they just get winter like we do, right?
Yeah. I thought it was lovely. It was like a perfect black and white postcard the entire time I was there.
Gorgeous, right?
Scenic.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous, but no sun.
Lots of lights.
People on bikes with baguettes in the basket. That's what I imagine.
Too cold for bikes. Oh. Summertime, it's like that.
Berets? Too cold for berets?
Berets everywhere. Sold
nice.
Yeah, nice flat
scarf.
Plastic packaging.
Style.
A nice... Lenny Kravitz scarf.
And a nice skinny scarf. Yeah,
that
yeah,
back?
Yeah.
Is that going way
it
back
didn't go
now?
Away. Oh. It did, that doesn't go away. There's always a dude in a scarf. Yeah, with a beret. And he's American, just living his life. Not understanding.
Coffee.
Did you eat any burgers while you were there?
I didn't. I tried to abstain from my favorite food while I was in France.
Whoa.
In the hopes of eating specific French food. But I ate one as soon as I landed.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering what your opinion would be on a French burger. I mean, they do
sure
make them
delicious.
There, right?
They do.
Oh,
yeah. Yes.
I love their paninis. The street paninis, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, one of the ones I always liked there was the, and of course, the first time I went there, I had, like, zero cash, and it was, like, $1 for it, you know? And you get this flattened hot dog. Do they still have that? I haven't been there in a long time.
That's what they called me in high school.
but it's a panini hot dog. Oh my God, I would just crave it. I would just love it so much.
It sounds
so
amazing. It sounds amazing. Especially just street meat. Ooh.
Street meat.
Does something to me. Does something to my soul.
Yeah, it's what a great place too.
Makes me feel like a sturdy woman.
When you came back here, where you're like, well, I guess I live in a pretty good place too, or you're like, Paris really kicks ass on LA.
Oh, I like everywhere I visit. Okay. But I absolutely love where I live. So it was great to be home and to be back in the restaurant, of course.
What was the best thing you ate there?
Best thing I ate?
Like something where you just slowly ate it. You know when something's good, you just eat it slowly, you savor it?
Oh, there were so many best things I ate, but they had a lot of... It was the season for really tiny bivalves, like clams, cockles, and then other bivalves that I had never seen that are apparently, you know...
Like barnacles?
We were just talking about
barnacles. I had sea snails, for sure, that came with these cute little... toothpick-looking things to sort of dig them out. But there was
sea snails?
They're good.
What do they taste like?
Like chewy, more flavorful than octopus, actually.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I don't know if I could eat a snail.
And it came in these cute little shells that, you know, a child would collect. But I also, my favorite thing that I ate were these things called tillines, which look like the tiniest little clams you've ever seen, but they're a little bit longer. They look like little fake fingernails, actually. Like little plastic, but, you know, there's two of them. And then obviously the bivalve, the meat inside was easy, but it came in this broth, which they just called aioli, but it was just a French cream broth. It was the most French thing I ate.
That sounds delicious.
Definitely these tillines. It was so good. So then they gave us bread, obviously. Then I think that they saw how we were enjoying that broth so much. They gave us big giant spoons to scoop it up. It was so
that's
yummy.
That's nice.
They notice.
They notice.
They know.
They have really good service in Paris.
Did you get to go, like, I always notice, like, restaurateurs and stuff, they always get to know people there and then get a little special treatment.
Yeah.
Like some free stuff?
Well, just like the, like, you got to try this. Like, yeah. This isn't maybe not on the menu today, that kind of stuff.
Right,
you know?
Right.
We didn't really get that as much. But I didn't expect that. We do that a lot here, actually, and here's looking at you. We try to treat certainly members of the industry very, very well because we know how hard it is to work in this industry. But I thought all my meals that I had in Paris, just the 5 nights I was there, were exceptional.
Great. Yeah. I just want to go there for the food now. I mean, I'm just going to lay in my hotel room and just have people bring me things from around town. It's a sign of success.
Where does the name Here's Looking at You come from? Why is it called that?
We chose it because it's a reference, of course, to a cocktail toast. Here's a toast to looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
Just nobody says the full phrase. And, you know, at the time that we needed a name for the business that obviously wasn't born yet, we had a lot of intentions of it being a full cocktail bar. You know, we were waiting on a lot of decision makers to decide whether we could serve full liquor. But I think by putting it in the universe that we wanted to name it after a cocktail toast, I think that kind of helped us get the full liquor in, get the tequila in.
Yeah, because you got...
Tequila's my life.
So you do have a full bar, but then also do you have like a drink menu?
Yes. Seasonally, we have a craft menu seasonal cocktail that our cocktail director and team members devise every year. And every season there's a theme, and the themes generally center around Los Angeles, the restaurant, and some kind of other special theme. So for example, our first theme when we opened was called Origin Story, and that every little cocktail sort of told the story of how the restaurant came to be. So there was a drink, for example, inspired by Morrissey or other musical bands and things that Chef Jonathan and I used to listen to as a kid, or, you know, the pilgrimage that we took to New Orleans to drink all the alcohol we could fit into 2 days so that we could do research, which is definitely in quotes for the listeners. And then the current menu is, the theme is style. So each drink is a reference or an ode to maybe the most stylish guest that we have here, that which we call the Hat Lady. She comes in with a fabulous new hat every time she comes and eats. Or it's after some of our favorite LA designers, like the Rodarte sisters. So we have a mezcal forward drink called the Dos Hermanas, which is named after those two lovely, talented designers. So things like that. We try to have a good time.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really creative.
I just don't think, like, you know, Chick-fil-A does that. No.
Chick-fil-A does not do this. They spent a lot of time. I grew up in Georgia, so I know about Chick-fil-A very much.
A signature drink called the traditional marriage cocktail. That's their... You looked at me like that was really...
I did. She gets me every time.
Jesse.
Oh, God, you're amazing, Lynn. Yeah.
So, here's the question, though. There's no bartender here today, is there?
There's a bartender here every day, but we open at 6.
That's what I mean. I mean this afternoon.
Right.
We should mention that, I think I tried to mention this earlier, that the restaurant is not open. So thank you for letting us do this.
Oh, of course. And, well, we're always here.
Refuge.
But yeah, so because I was excited that you have a cocktail.
Doug's trying to ask you for a drink.
He's trying to ask for a cocktail.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, that I would love for that to be part of it, but, you know, we can't... It's their call.
We could shut the front window.
I mean, Lynn, I don't know. When Chef comes over, maybe Lynn goes back there and pours you something. I don't know.
Do you actually make the drinks sometimes?
It's too complicated.
Yeah, right.
I can make drinks, but I am the world's... I make delicious drinks, but I am probably the world's slowest bartender there is. I have no style. But I take a long time, which is why the drink is precise.
Could we see the drink menu? And just, I'd love to just talk about what's on there. Which one?
I'll bring a couple menus.
Which ones look good?
The Hat Lady.
Yeah.
That's a fun one. Yeah, I want to meet the Hat Lady. She sounds fun.
Sounds like she only comes in when she can afford a new hat.
Yeah, just to show it off.
I'm thinking she probably, and I don't want to say that's not that this isn't the only place she does it. She might take it around town.
That's smart.
Oh, she does. Oh, yeah. She does. I don't think she's been in yet since she's seen the menu, so she doesn't know that there's a drink that's named after her.
That's awesome.
But I saw her once in the audience at the Hollywood Bowl, and I was like, there she is. So she's always in a hat. This is the cocktail list.
Oh, I love this.
Thank you.
Of course.
This is a great way to get me to come back if I can't have any of the cocktails
fancy drinks
today.
I love when there's just like actual ingredients beyond limes and maraschino cherries.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
The team puts a lot of thought into devising these creative cocktails.
Like Buffalo Trace.
I was just looking at that. I'm like,
what's Buffalo Trace?
Urban. Sounds like something.
Oh, God.
I'm glad I didn't say what I thought it was.
Could you put just a trace of buffalo in that?
just a trace, yeah. Is all I need.
This is
a smidge.
It's been a lonely summer.
Super impressive. Sounds,
these both they so sound amazing. Good. They sound so unique and different, and have things in them that I've never heard of that I want to try.
Read
all
whole
of
one,
it.
Jesse May, with your
read one of them.
Yeah.
First date. Everybody's looking for a fun first date. Hollywood Oasis date vodka. I mean.
So that's a vodka that's distilled right here in Hollywood, California, made from California dates.
Oh, girl. Double meaning. Solbeso. What's Solbeso?
That, oh my God.
Sounds like my drunk uncle.
That is some kind of, hold on.
Solbeso. Sounds like the guy you invite to the party and you immediately regret it because you know he's just going to destroy your place and not leave.
That's a cacao fruit brandy.
Ooh, so it is delightful.
Sounds good.
Clear Creek Slivovitz.
That's a Portland, Oregon made plum brandy.
Wow, you guys handpicked this stuff. Dry vermouth, which is classic.
What makes it a wet martini, which is what we prefer.
Amaretto, which is also classic. Miracle Mile Umi Bitters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it's a handmade bitters.
It's a brand. Yeah, it's a brand called Miracle Mile. They make tons of different types of flavored bitters, and this one is ume, which is Japanese plum.
Are we considered to be in Miracle Mile now, or just close to it?
No, we're just close to it. I don't know if this brand. I'm not personally familiar if it's named
right. The
for
words
Miracle Mile
might not be a reference.
But I know
to
the
LA,
brand.
That's
yeah.
what I thought. This look at all these drinks. It opens up.
Yeah.
Each one is so unique.
These are just the ones for fall and winter of 2018.
Right. So, yeah, wow. These are the specialty cocktails, what we call our menu cocktails, and then we can certainly make over 200 different types of classics as well.
I mean,
yeah. The bar program is legit.
I would definitely order one of these fancy ones.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not a fancy drink orderer. Usually it's just tequila on the rocks or red wine. I'm very simple when it comes to my drink. What do you drink when you go out, Doug? Do you have
I'm just vodka soda.
Right? Simple.
I don't really change it up much, but
when you come to a place like this, though, and you see all these fancy ingredients, you're like, well, I'm the lady about town tonight.
Right, and when they put them all together. Also, I just don't like the straight-up taste of a lot of hard liquor. And when they're mixed in these things, sometimes you don't even know it's there.
You don't even know it's hidden.
Yeah. I mean, you put some of Scrappy's chocolate bitters in a drink. You're going to forget about the bourbon.
You put some peanut butter stout syrup and you're going to be fine.
I mean, that one.
Oh, God, that
does sound like
so
a good,
good
night.
I mean, and when you, yeah, three spirited posset elixir. Posset? Mm.
I mean, all of these sound so good.
This is fun.
I have to read you guys A Shape of Green. I just have to. It's the last one on the menu, but it sounds so good. Wilder California Gin, Jelinek Fernet. Lime, maple, tonic, kiwi, cucumber, and Thai basil. Bye.
Good night.
Well, you gotta take off.
Good night. Yep, I'm leaving. I just wanted to read that to
you.
No,
the good night has old granddad bonded. I will definitely be into trying some of these. And so then the cocktail menu will change in the spring, I guess?
Yes.
Nice.
This is great.
Yeah,
it's very
impressive.
Cool.
Should we
What's this?
Try one of your famous burgers?
I think they're getting made right now.
All right.
Yeah, so they'll come out whenever they're ready.
Oh, this is their menu.
Yeah, so that's our dinner menu.
Whoa.
I mean, you guys are on another level.
This is way fancier than I was expecting.
Doug didn't do his research.
I just saw What's the basic description? Burgers and classic fancy cocktails.
We just on happen Google. To serve a burger.
Yeah.
We don't. It's not even on the menu, actually.
Okay.
It's served at the bar nightly if they are available, and it actually is on the weekend brunch menu. And we just started serving brunch a couple of months ago, so that's on Saturdays and Sundays.
You only serve it one way.
We just have one burger.
I'm definitely coming back here
because
I need to literally try everything on your menu. And I love that you have me on your menu.
Kate Moss?
Kate Moss. Okay. Well, you can call me that if you want, but it's me. And
you have so many nicknames.
I have so many nicknames.
Flat hot dog. What was it? Was that one?
Look at this one with the callbacks.
Oh, she's great. I'm so impressed by the all the different ingredients you guys have.
This is where you take people from out of town.
Yes.
You're like, you got to come to this place.
Yeah.
I love this.
We get a lot of out of town.
The small print at the bottom, there's a lot of standard stuff, but it also says Kitchen Love, in quotes, is a 3% charge added to all checks to benefit our non-tip eligible employees.
That's great.
I love that.
Yep.
Absolutely.
That's smart.
That's very cool.
Thanks,
yep.
Guys. Yeah.
Our kitchen family, this charge can be removed upon request. I bet you don't get a lot of people going, hey, would you mind taking off that 3% off my $300 bill?
I'm or a whatever they asker. Rack up.
It's only happened a couple of times. And it's not so much take it off our bill. It's they want to really question what that is.
Really?
And where that money is headed. And like I said, we've been open 2.5 years and it's only happened to me a couple of times. But the money gets evenly distributed between all the members in the kitchen.
Sounds pretty fair.
Totally fair.
I love it. I love grilling like her about it. Like, yeah. Now, I'd like to interview everyone from the kitchen.
Can we speak to each person individually?
Get this money? Yeah.
Can you open your purse? we need to see what's going on with this. No, this menu is unbelievable.
And then the desserts just have a little, in parentheses, sweet above them. Is that what's going on down there, or is that?
Yes, those are the desserts.
I love it.
Roasted chestnut mochi.
That one's my favorite right
I
now.
I love mochi so much.
It's a warm dessert, warm mochi. It's so delicious. Our pastry chef, Tessa, created that from her brain. She's so talented.
Frozen pear, soda, espuma, fermented honey, avocado leaf. And sorrel.
This is what
that one's new.
I we want
just,
it.
I just ate it
I'm
last night.
Is it so good?
It's so good.
I should not have.
I'm allergic to bananas, and somehow this dessert tastes like bananas.
Ugh.
It tastes like more than that. It tastes. It's kind of like fermented honey milk boba.
Yes, creaminess.
Frozen soda air.
Oh.
And then we do classic cocktail pairings with each of the desserts. So the cocktail that pairs with that dessert is called the Quick Fix. Which includes pisco and elderflower liqueur. It's great.
I love some elderflower liqueur. People don't use it a lot. It's
nice. Use it all the time.
Dash it in there. It adds just a little.
My body. So good.
It's
like one of the best
Michael
smelling
Winslow
scents.
Just dropped in.
Put in a little.
Put in a little.
What was my next question? Oh, so I can barely get through a sentence on this menu without having a thing there that I go, I wonder what that is. Like, how much do you talk the customers through the, because I assume that's true of a lot of people, that there's some pretty interesting things on here.
Sure. I mean, we definitely talk through any questions that a guest might have. And I think, you know, generally speaking, people do have questions, but we're also very lucky that very savvy diners do come in. I think they have a very good sense of what they're headed into, because I think it takes energy to really find the restaurant. We're lucky. This day and age, people are really interested in eating interesting food.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you smarter to try new food.
No, it expands. I certainly, my palate itself has expanded a lot since opening this restaurant with Chef Jonathan. He's very talented. Food makes sense. It's not just meant to look weird on paper or test you in any way. Food really does taste good.
Does
and
he
it usually
have a
reminds
fancy
you of something else from your past.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what is? Have you had any memories from your past when you've eaten something?
Of course. There's been one of the more memorable dishes when we first opened. He prepared a veal sweetbreads dish that came with pickled fennel and pickled mustard seeds, and it was served crispy, kind of like little chunks and some fennel fronds on top. And eating all of that, which is a very French dish. I ate a lot of sweetbreads while I was in Paris last week. But it actually tasted like chicken nuggets dipped in sweet and sour sauce. So there's a lot of funny... I like funny people, funny things, food that makes me laugh. And I think there's some humor to a lot of Chef Jonathan's food. And it's very elegant, too.
I wonder what his house is like on Thanksgiving. Like, does he just do, like, KFC because he's exhausted? Or does he...
Ooh, let's ask him.
...bust out all this stuff?
Can we ask him?
I mean, you know, he could just put a nugget in some sweet and sour sauce.
And I'd be happy with that. I would. I honestly would be just as happy with a little nugget. Nuggets are delicious.
Hey. Yeah, we'd love to start getting whatever, however you guys want to do it. Yeah, whatever works for you. Thanks. Thanks for doing this.
Hey,
yeah.
Chef Jonathan.
How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
And good. Thanks.
And we were just talking. Jesse May had a great question for you.
Can I come to your house for Thanksgiving?
I don't even cook. On
planning ahead.
See, he doesn't cook on Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
I knew it.
Smart. That's the way to go.
Who cooks for you on Thanksgiving?
My mom does all the cooking.
Oh, yeah.
Is that where you get your...
My mom's a fantastic cook. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I get the ability definitely from her.
That's cool.
Look, all right. Let's take a picture of this first. Yeah. Okay. First of all, this isn't on the menu.
This is a verbal thing only that you can eat at the bar. Here's looking at you.
So they have to know and order it only at the bar?
You can only eat it at the bar.
I like stuff like that. I like people need limitations in life. You know, we have too much. You need to have like rules.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
So what do they have to say? What do they call it when they order it?
Just ask for the burger.
Oh, just say, give me the burger.
Because you only get it one way. No substitutions.
Can't change anything on it one way. I don't like people messing with what I make.
Yeah, especially the menu that we have seen. I mean, this is unreal. I wouldn't even know what to substitute. This is the type of menu when you look at it, you just have to trust. Let go and let God.
Chef Jonathan?
Yeah.
Can you put the microphone next to this burger? Yeah. I want this chicken burger. This thing is crunching while like...
Yeah. Sounds really good.
It does.
It does.
Wow.
Yeah. So the chicken sandwich is a non-traditional chicken sandwich. It's like a play on a Japanese tempura and like a English like fish batter for like fish and chips. So what happens is that it stays super crispy and it doesn't disintegrate and fall apart as you eat it, and like all the toppings that are on it too, it keeps it from getting soggy.
Are we just going in?
I think we go in. What are you going to go for?
Well, what do you you got the chicken.
Yeah.
You got half a chicken there. And I've got the burger. But what's so can you talk us through the ingredients, or is there a secret nature to it?
So the burger is a 90% grind of brisket.
Oh my God.
And then there's dry-aged trimmings in there, and then there's also bone marrow fat in there.
Oh.
So in total there's about 8 ounces between two patties. White American cheese, and then our version of what is like a Russian and like Thousand Island dressing type of thing.
All right. And then what's in her thing that's so good?
So that's the batter fried chicken sandwich, and then on top is just pickled daikon, and then there's a like kimchi mayonnaise that we make with
got a
pickled,
little hit to it.
Yeah, a little bit of spice, and then pickled jalapenos.
I eat chicken sandwiches all the time.
Yeah.
And I realize I've never had a chicken sandwich until just now.
It's really something. Oh. You guys, this is like your little hidden stuff. And I love how Lynn's having one. She's like, I might as well take an advantage and have one too. I've had 50,000. Yeah, you probably just can't get enough of this.
Well, burgers are her favorite food.
Of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't, and especially here. I'm going to taste this guy.
Oh my God.
Still half.
Okay. What do you eat burger when time. You go out? Like, what are some of your favorite places to eat at in the city?
I eat a lot of, like, ethnic food when I go out. So I eat a lot of, like, Thai food, a lot of taco trucks, things like that.
What do you get when you go Thai? I've tried to expand beyond pad Thai.
Right.
It's such a traditional dish.
I like to go to Room Pear, which is over there off of Sunset, or I mean Hollywood. I like to get, like, this, like, salted turnip and egg omelet.
Ooh.
Or the, like, Morning Glory, which is, like, a water spinach I like Thai vegetable dishes.
Right. That sounds delicious. This is unbelievable.
I mean, I'll eat the paper that it's sitting on. Mm-hmm. You guys.
I really like this sauce a lot because I'm like, I've, you know, not much of a fan of like, you know, Thousand Island or the secret sauce at McDonald's. But there's something different about this. It's really...
On the burger?
I like it, yeah.
Well, the one main thing is we use Japanese mayonnaise, uh-huh. like Kewpie mayonnaise, instead of using, like, Hellman's or Best Foods. Like, where it has, like, that...
Yeah, that's
you can taste that gelatinous, pasty mm-hmm. thing to it. Like, and the Japanese mayonnaise is, like, really smooth and clean. It's made with soybean oil, so it's a better product.
There's two that's cheeses it. On this. Two cheeses, two patties, I think.
I don't want to break it apart. Oh, wow.
So kind of like, is it two?
Or is it, must be two.
Yeah, two patties and two slices of cheese.
And then the bun's so nice and soft. It's almost like a Hawaiian roll.
So both of the burgers, or both sandwiches have, we use Martin's potato rolls. It's the ultimate burger bun. Because as you guys can see, you're eating it and it doesn't fall apart. It doesn't disintegrate. It like
Martin's?
Sticks to it. Yeah, Martin's potato buns.
I hate when people get those big thick ones that are like hockey yeah. pucks. And like the, you got like the most
Costco
the
ones.
Apart,
those, those things are terrible. They're
yeah, you
dry.
Want it to fit it perfect, and you yeah. want it to be soft. And you're right; it doesn't fall apart for some reason, even though it's so soft.
Yep.
I am so glad I blazed before I came here. Not that it really matters, because you really don't need to. But my palate is on fire right now.
I wanted to tell you. You just reminded me. We're going to. Andy's with me, or as Doug calls him, Rodrigo.
Rodrigo,
because we're off to go to Joshua Tree right after this. We're gonna go on a little thing, and what are we gonna do in Joshua Tree?
Take peyote.
Andy,
what?
All right, okay. So. And then social really... services came to Karen's home.
What are we really gonna do?
Smoke a little weed.
All right.
Andy! He's
getting this gag.
He's 9 years old, folks. Where is he getting this? Oh, he said he's almost 10.
Yeah,
well,
there
then
you
that's
go.
Fine. Yep.
We practiced our routine all the way over here. He has no idea what any of that means. And
he will.
And we won't be doing that. But
we will.
Well, one of the things.
That was fun.
You like that?
Yeah. Thanks.
I'm literally just shoving food in my face.
It was like a, you know, it was like dinner theater watching him do that.
I thought it was like kind of like a ventriloquist thing because he was kind of
like a ventriloquist.
Sort of
it looked like
lap.
It.
It's true.
So you guys are really going to Joshua Tree?
Yeah, we are. We're going to take off for Joshua Tree right directly after this with some friends. And we got a really cool place there where it's got, like, you can't see any other places from the place. And we'll go hiking one day. We're going to go to Pappy and Harriet's, which is like their big popular place, right? That'll be fun. We're going to have dinner there and then go to the old Western town there. And I've never been. So, I mean, I've been to Joshua Tree once, but just
I've
to,
never been.
Very briefly, just to check it out.
Where do you get your inspiration for, like, all of this seems like it comes from all over the world. Like, your flavors. What inspires you? Because you're obviously really creative and artistic with your food choices.
All of it just really comes from trying to pay ode to, like, the city. You know what I mean? So, you know, we have so many different ethnicities, so many different types of, you know, for lack of a better word, like flavor in the city.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of like just trying to bring those little nuances from different cultures together, but not, you know, honoring them in such a, like a traditional way. In
right.
In terms of just applying it to like a more modern technique and things like that.
This is the perfect amount. You know, we always talk about it. People like, they'll just bring like huge piles of stuff. You know, we can't eat it all. This is absolutely perfect.
Yeah, also,
and
just
delicious.
A terrific the sandwich size, the burger. That was like a whole one of those is like, you know, a perfect amount.
It's a half pound burger with everything on there. It's huge.
Yeah, it's really.
It looks small, but it's
really
big.
Filling.
Yeah.
But also, you know, I'm sure you have people come in and share these things because it's fun to have more than one thing. The chicken's amazing.
That chicken's unreal.
Yeah, it's so good.
I mean. I've been going to Baja Fresh for years, and
so you know your chicken.
I know my
You're not
chicken.
Messing around.
I go there so often. The guy knows what I want. I walk in, he just puts the order in. Get my chicken tortilla sandwich with enchilada sauce.
Well, what are you going to do? Where are you going to go now?
now?
Yeah.
I'm going to take a 5-day nap. I'm going to let this food just travel through my system very slowly because I don't want to let it go.
And we should let the people know these are very easy to divide up if you want to share one.
Yeah,
they don't break apart.
Feels
they stay
like I just
full.
Said that.
Yeah, I feel
but
like you just said
but
that.
But you didn't say that they stay together.
Am I in a time warp? This food has us in a in a moment. The food's like, shh, just stay here.
That's easy to
just enjoy.
It's true. what does the burger go for? How much does that cost the consumer?
The burger is $15 on the menu. Same thing with the chicken sandwich.
That is perfect. That is great.
Should I dice this again?
Yes.
Do one more.
Because I can't have it sitting here.
You got to do it. Guys, I think you've left us a little speechless, maybe. I don't
maybe.
Know. Which
maybe.
Which is odd, because we're so everyone's good. Digging back in for usually more. Usually we'll sit there, we'll taste, we'll chit-chat. Now it's like a lot of silence.
I'm going
people
back
thinking
in.
How much more they're going to have of it.
There's a quarter left. I didn't take the whole thing. I'm being generous, but it's not going to last long.
How do you do the, so you get the it's daikon radish, and then you just pickle just a little bit. Is it a day pickle thing, or is it?
It's a hot pickle, so it's just all it is distilled vinegar, water, and sugar.
And it just does it in how long? Until it's ready?
It'll be ready like the second you dump it
over. It's immediately.
Ready, like, 30 seconds, yeah.
Oh, it's really good. That's a fun thing to make for people don't know.
You guys busy on the weekends? Like, is it every night? Have you started to pick up? Like, are there... Do you do, like, any special things during the week?
Not really. Friday and Saturdays are always really predominantly the busy parts in the week. But, like, every now and then we get crazy, like, Mondays and things like that that come out of nowhere. But we're a pretty steady restaurant.
Yeah. Do you do stuff for the holidays? You just kind of keep it cool and classy because you guys don't need to because your food is fucking amazing.
Where most holidays we're either closed or the ones, like, you know, New Year's and things like that were open. We'll sometimes do special menus and things like that. Valentine's Day. What else do we do? Oh, yeah, lobsters on New Year's, things like that.
Ooh.
Okay.
Lobster.
That's where we're coming.
I'll be, you know, it's a good time for a plug. I'll be in Austin, Texas on New Year's at the Cap City Comedy Club.
Oh, nice. Fun club.
So fun.
Fun city.
Yeah, that's going to be that's gonna be a good time.
Have you worked on New Year's pretty much, would you say, every New Year's?
Most, yeah, as I continue to eat the chicken. But I had a question about... Is there plans to have more than one of this restaurant in town?
We're working on a second concept, but it's completely different than this. It's more of an all-day kind of like diner concept.
Yes, I'm there.
Yeah, she'll go to that.
Yeah.
Diner food's the best.
Yep, I agree. Diner food's my favorite.
And I want to see what you do to diner food.
It's literally going to be a diner that's created for adults. It's like...
Have you been to Jay Nichols?
No, I have not.
Okay, here's my gift to you. Marina Del Rey, Jay Nichols. Have you been?
Oh,
Foodies?
Wait. I've been by it, yeah, but I know what you're talking about. I've never been inside, yeah. I gotta go check it out. I grew up in a beach city town, and that's what I always ate at, was at diners and stuff.
Check it out. I think you might enjoy it. Yeah. I know it was good when the first day I went there, I saw Action Bronson leaving, and he had sauce in his beard. I'm like, this is a joint. This is a place. He's a foodie, too.
He is.
Yeah. So if he's going, you know it's good.
Yeah, I'll definitely check it out.
It's a fancy diner.
I watched him carbo load once, like in between his, you know, his last song and the encore. He just walked off stage and was like, where's my pasta? They just handed him a huge plate of pasta and he just shoved it all in his mouth and went back out and did the rest of
his
show.
Mid-show pasta break?
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's legendary. I'm going to start doing that on stage in between jokes. Where's my meatball sandwich?
I think
where's
he started the show hungry and was just looking forward to that pasta the whole time. And then he got it in before he went out for the encore.
That's good motivation.
But here's my gift to the listeners, especially in the LA area. If you're going to see something over at the Wiltern on Wilshire and Western, that is a very short walk, and you should eat here first.
What's the
really
Wiltern?
Good idea?
Yeah.
The Wiltern
venue.
Yeah.
The theater right.
Oh
over
yeah.
Here.
Okay.
Yeah, they got concerts and you know comedy and music, all sorts of stuff there, all the time. And whenever I've gone to that venue, there's never been a walking distance place would be great to go grab something to eat.
If you must
get a lot of that.
We do.
Yeah.
Especially when it's the bigger shows, like we get a lot of early diners, and then sometimes the late night people out of the show, and they come and get drinks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You open till what 2? Are you open all the way? Or
Friday, Saturday, we're open until 11, and then the rest of the week, we're open until 10.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's a bar. There's a bar, but people come for the food, right?
Yeah.
What's been the hardest thing in this process for you guys owning a restaurant? I feel like it's each other, the way you look at each other.
Pass the mic.
You looked at Lynn and you both.
I mean, it's all hard, but it's all extremely rewarding. I think Chef Jonathan and I love difficulties and challenges. I think, honestly, the hardest part, besides ensuring that guests arrive every night so that we can do what we do best, which is serve them food and great drinks, is managing staff. It's an art form. It's something that is important to me, and I know it's important to chefs because that's what chefs do, is that they inspire cooks to do the best work that they can do in the kitchen. But I don't know. I feel like it's very possible that other restaurants don't spend a ton of time trying to inspire, you know, waiters or bartenders or hostesses to, you know, do great work. But I do. I think it's not just a job. I really do believe that you can learn skills. You can learn a lot of skills about how to handle humans, which is really what life is, and to achieve the best and to treat people well and to care about them.
And so to meet great people like the Hat Lady.
Like the Hat
you
Lady.
You meet the coolest people we at meet places the like this.
You know, Chef Tessa, our pastry chef who makes that warm mochi, we were sitting at the bar last night just catching up about croissants in Paris and all of that, and I wanted to taste her new dessert, and we sat next to these two amazing women. It just happened to be, and they were best friends since they were 21, and they were celebrating the one friend's 50th birthday, and they were headed to the Wiltern Theater to see Elvis Costello, and they were fabulous. Like, truly.
That's just what you said.
Perfect night.
Such
perfect
great night. Guests. You know, and then she started showing us pictures of her handsome sons in their 30s, and it was so much.
You got their number? Do you have her number?
She's married now. This is how it goes.
Yeah, we're very lucky that we meet MILF. Really cool, original people that and come people in and dine here.
And the people who work for you are engaging enough that they're interested in everybody that comes in.
I think so, yeah. We have an amazing staff. Truly,
it's not the kind of place special, John Taffer's going to pop in to,
no.
from Bar Rescue.
No.
You got to go to start screaming
absolutely
at you.
Not.
You got to put in a butt funnel. Where's the butt funnel?
There's fiberglass in the chicken tenders. That was
I
my
invented
favorite
the
episode.
Butt funnel. That's what he goes around saying.
He invented it.
Yeah, it's his idea to make people have to get too close together to get to the other side of the
right.
room.
Oh,
and
wow.
That creates a, you know, more fun nightclub vibe in the bar.
Wow.
Yeah.
The butt funnel.
Yeah.
As seen on TV.
All of a sudden we find out he actually did come into this place early on, and that's
oh, God.
Yeah, no butt funnel here.
No,
it's great. This has been great.
This is so terrific.
So fun to talk to.
Yeah.
You guys should come in for a full-out meal.
Oh, okay. Hell, I'm taking 100%.
People will order 10 things, and the chicken sandwich and the burger, I mean, it's just a small part of it.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a fraction
I'm
of an experience.
My husband
There's
here.
No way I'm not coming. You guys are going to probably call the cops on me a couple times because...
We call the cops on people often.
I'll just be under the bar. I'm going to be here when you open. Oh, yeah, I was busy. I was sweeping. And are the hush puppies ready? Or I just saw hush puppies on the menu. Am I imagining? Octopus hush puppies. Bye.
Do people have...
Okay.
Wait, I don't know if that was a positive review or negative.
It's like, it's so good, I have to leave. I need to leave and think about it and come back. I have to reset my brain. Mm. Octopus, I can't even say it because it's not a word or phrase that's come out of my mouth before.
Let's play the what we would order.
Okay. I've already seen.
You already have one picked out? I think I'm really... and then you'll tell us whether or not it's a good choice.
I mean.
Stay away from that. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
I know. I mean, I think the game is what wouldn't I order? Because you'd want to order everything.
I think I'm going at the, I think I'd go yellow corn ribs.
Wow. I'm going yellowtail all
the
way.
They're the cutest things to eat ever.
Yeah?
Yes.
What do they look like?
They look like little riblets.
Oh, my goodness.
Chef Jonathan, he cuts up. I mean, he can tell you better, but I think it's just the cutest thing. And people laugh every time we drop them off at the tables. They're like, what are these?
Oh, that's so fun.
He cuts a whole corn on the cob into 8 pieces, and then they're deep fried, and then it's covered in poblano vinaigrette and some cotija cheese, and then you dip it in this cotija crema. They're so good. And so you nibble off the corn kernels, and then you drop the cob into a little cup on the side that we provide.
That's
for
adorable.
You.
I love it.
That is adorable.
I want to do that.
I like
people ask every
tail.
Night, is there ribs in the corn ribs? No, it's just.
That's what I thought. I was like, oh, okay. And they're not. They're just cute corn ribs.
Let's talk about the blood cake.
That's what you'd order?
No, I would order. No, I would. I would want to. I would taste anything on here, obviously. I mean, this all looks delicious.
Yeah, what's the blood cake? That sounds like
octopus,
it should be in the desserts.
Hush puppies look amazing. I always order beets every time I go to a restaurant. It's like I can't get away from it, and these look amazing. Miso tofu with wasabi and almond dukkah. What's a dukkah? Dukkah or dukkah?
Dukkah. It's like a Middle Eastern spice of like crushed nuts with like sesame seed and fennel seed, all this stuff. Like,
Yeah, that, everything. I mean, it all looks delicious.
It's a smart menu because the only way to really enjoy this place is to keep coming back.
What?
Everything looks so
Yeah, you can't
unique.
Have all these things.
Right, you can't.
At one time.
Periodically too. We constantly change things. Like right now, we're going to change quite a bit of stuff.
How many people is the 32-ounce beef rib chop for? That's a lot. 32
four.
Ounce. Four. And you just, do you cut it up for them at the table?
Yeah.
The table
in the back of the kitchen.
In the back,
yeah
and get it all ready.
I mean, there's a guy that comes in and eats them at the bar by himself.
What? Kevin.
Kevin. Yeah.
Kevin, what's up, Kevin?
Yeah. Kevin.
Shout out to Kevin.
Kevin's not afraid of, the initials MP.
Yeah.
He doesn't care that it's market price.
Street, and he comes in like right before his shifts, and he'll crush like an entire steak, a salad, some frog legs, and like two cocktails,
yeah.
and then go to work.
That's a baller.
Good
what's
for
he do?
Him.
What
he's
is
like
he, a stockbroker?
He's like a 175-pound like Vietnamese kid.
Yeah.
He's not even that big.
He's not big.
What do you think, Jess May? What's the one that you, what would you order? If you just had to order one thing.
The yellowtail. That
yellow
looks so
tail,
amazing.
Yellowtail, coconut, Fresno chili. And Fresno is a lowercase f, so it's not from the city of Fresno.
It's not the city of Fresno.
Basil, shallot, and
Arare. It's a Japanese rice cracker.
Ooh. Oh.
So is that also an excellent choice? Did she do
I mean,
good?
That's one of the crowd favorites for sure is the yellowtail.
Boom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beef tartare. I eat it. I mean, the whole thing. It's just... But I do... What is blood cake?
Yes.
It literally is a cake that you take like polenta and pig's blood and you cook it until it starts to coagulate. And there's also some eggs and stuff like that, and that we fold into it, and you literally bake it in a little pan, and then flop it out and slice it, and pan fry it.
Whoa! I was not expecting literal blood.
Yeah, pig's blood.
What? How?
It's tasty. People love it.
Yeah.
We sell a lot of it.
I'm so intrigued.
I have one little.
What's the? Is there? So many questions. I have so many questions.
Go ahead.
The
calm
blood
down.
Cake. Okay.
You can do it.
No, they don't. So I can't get it at Baja Fresh. That's the first question. So thank you for squaring that away. What is the nutritional value of blood?
There's all types of like iron. Things like that inside
yeah.
of it. It's got a lot of like vitamins and properties in it.
Wow, I never thought about just eating blood.
It's very popular.
That's honestly has never crossed my mind to just like I'm going to get some blood cake. It sounds so fancy.
This is your chance. Come back and give it a
try. That scares
me.
This menu's scary. It's emotional. It's a very emotional menu. You're right. Your food evokes emotions. She's crying. Karen had to walk away because she's crying about the blood cake.
She choked on the deliciousness of that.
What's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing's probably the mackerel toast.
Mackerel toast.
Just the first one on the menu, the first item.
Oh, that's, well, mackerel's really healthy.
It's Japanese mackerel. It's like pickled in like brown rice vinegar, some yuzu and stuff like that. And then it goes on top of like a Japanese seashell leaf, which is a type of mint. And then some mascarpone that has yuzu in it on top of like an ancient grain bread from Scandinavia. So it's kind of like a play on like a Jewish deli, kind of like
yeah.
you know, eating herring on toast. But it's
I was going to say, you got
flavors.
Some Scandinavian. That's like yeah. a, I mean, you need a passport to eat here.
I just asked Rodrigo what he thought.
And you're still choking on your food. The food's so good, you'll choke on it.
I did. I ate it too fast. But I said, what do you think of the burger? And he goes, if all my fingers were thumbs, they'd all be up.
That's a great food review. He should be a food reviewer. That's a really cool little anecdote. Yeah.
I mean, he's adorable. I don't know, folks.
He's adorable. He'll be adorable.
Do you guys have social media that we should share with the listeners?
We do. We have an Instagram page.
Oh, I bet you that's
going
awesome.
Right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Tessa told me it's almost reaching 10 grand followers. That's without hashtags, everybody. That's a
big deal.
That's a big deal for a restaurant. Absolutely.
The handle is Here's Looking at You, LA. It's on Twitter as well. HLAOULA. Yeah.
I'm going to DM you every day.
A lot of food pics.
I'm like, how's the yellowtail?
Our DMs get slid into often.
I'm sliding in.
You're going to slide in for
I'm
a slider.
Right now.
You're going to come in and have blood cake, Jessie Mae.
Everybody,
it's going to be a great day. And you're going to have frog legs, too.
I am. I'm going to try things I've never tried in my life here. Guaranteed.
We get so many first-time frog leg eaters. I regret that we never took pictures of everybody and put them on a wall.
Oh, yeah. The first frog leg club.
I mean, people are so proud of themselves after they do it, too. It's really sweet.
You could start that. The first frog legs club. I love that.
No, but I already missed all the people, and it's just not fair.
I'll come in. I'll be your first one.
I'll do a frog leg.
Yeah.
I'll do a frog leg. I'll do a frog leg. I'll do a pork belly. I'll do a blood cake.
Those ladies that I was talking about last night, they've ordered frog legs because they were bullied into it by two dudes sitting next to them. And they were like, we won't talk to you again if you don't order the frog legs. And they did. They were so cute.
I can't wait to come back.
What would you, if someone asked, basically I'm asking, can you compare frog legs to anything, like what they taste like?
Honestly, they taste like chicken.
Yeah.
They have the same texture.
I didn't want to say that because that's what people say all the time.
No, they do. It has a moister kind of like texture to it because they don't dry out as easily as, like, say, like the white meat of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would compare it to, is like the white meat of chicken.
Where are the frogs? Where do they come from?
From China.
Whoa. Chinese frog legs.
Mm-hmm.
We have chickens in our backyard. You guys want some eggs? Yeah. All right, next time I come in, I'm going to give you some eggs, okay?
They need duck eggs is what they need.
Where are your eggs from, though? Because that frog is from China. Cake. I want eggs from, like, Lithuania. If we're going to, like, keep it even.
They're from Ojai.
Okay. I love Ojai. I'll take it.
Any further questions?
No, I'm literally, my mind is, we're all sitting here thinking about when I can come back. I'm like, can I make it back here tomorrow night? I'm trying to, like, squeeze it in my schedule before I go away for the holidays.
Oh, you're going back east?
Yeah.
Do you have any pluggies?
I'll be at the Buffalo Helium December 6th. I'll be at Yonkers Comedy Club December 14th. And then USO Tour the 20th to the 27th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
You going with other comics that you know?
I'm one of the only comics on that specific tour. They have Sean White, Wilmer Vadoval.
Yeah, that guy.
I think he's Fez. I think he's on the menu.
Fez.
And myself, yeah.
Neat. That's
wow, what a great deal.
I'm excited about that.
Group?
Yeah, Iraq, Afghanistan, and then Germany and Italy.
Wow.
Who was the first person again?
Sean White.
He's very nice.
The Flying Tomato.
Yeah.
Which would be a great restaurant name. I don't know why he hasn't gotten into the restaurant
biz. He might. He's got clothes.
Yeah, he should.
My boys both wore his clothes for
yep.
You know, he almost died once when he was a kid in a skating accident at a festival in... forget which city we were in, but it was for MTV, had this sports and music festival. And they had him doing a display run on the half pipe with a full-size man.
With Costin and me.
And they smashed right into each other, and it was like his head hit the thing, and they you know, he was lucky to survive it. But... I bring it up to him every time I see him.
I'm gonna bring it up.
There's
to him.
Video of
just
it.
Just go, yeah.
Horrendous.
My friend Doug was nearby that when that happened.
When you almost died, when you had an NDE on the half pipe.
And it was funny too because they had like paramedic types, you know, or EMTs like right there for anything like that that would happen. But this one guy jumped up and he was running over to help him, and he had a big, you know, go bag full of whatever they have in it, and it would like. Hit himself in the ass and made him trip and fall like while trying to get to this kid. Right? Exactly. It was like we're all this really horrifying moment, and it was also still kind of funny that the guy fell down. But Sean survived and went on to I heard he won some awards.
Yeah,
he won a couple.
I think he's got a medal or two.
Yeah, he's doing okay.
C. Bream.
Fish.
Yeah, but I had Bream recently in a sushi place, and it was very unpleasant. They did something wrong, obviously.
I like Bream sushi.
It's probably just old.
Yeah, it's probably
is that it? They gave us old Bream?
Ugh.
Yeah, because all fresh fish is
something
that's
raw and old.
Hard to say it's not delicious if it's fresh. Yeah.
Yeah, it was what really weird how not good it was, but you know, I didn't have any previous experience with bream. Like, what is it? What's
snapper.
The dish like when you put this all together with the carrot curry and tomato?
It's a play on Indian food, and it's we wanted to come up with a fried fish that was battered but didn't have any gluten in it, so it's battered in like a chickpea base.
Wow.
It's like chickpea flour, water, there's like lemon juice and stuff in it. And we dredge it in that and fry it, and it gets kind of puffy. And then we serve it with the curry and like this pickled salad on top of it. So it's very Indian.
Karen's so
I'm
in because she's gluten free now.
Well, I'm only
not by choice.
Yeah, my doctor told me, but it's not because of what's the disease that people. It's just for other reasons. But anyway, I couldn't help it. I was. Because of the way you guys were talking, this is the first gluten I've had in a long time.
Oh, boy.
So we'll see. We'll
see what happens in the Jackson
Hole. I'll be
proud
to tell people, you know, you can have a little and it doesn't do anything to you.
Yeah.
Or I'll be like, oh, I was not feeling too good my first day.
You might need peyote after it.
Yeah, that's probably not a greatest idea, going out in the desert.
I don't care. I was like, I'm doing this. The last time I did it was about a year ago at Flour and Water in San Francisco, and I just had to eat that pizza. So I did, in a big way.
God, I'm glad I don't have that gluten thing, because I love bread and pasta and all those things.
Yeah, well, yeah, most people can have it, I guess. That's what I'm thinking. I mean,
it's only recently that you decided we shouldn't be having it.
Yeah, they just told me because of my stupid thyroid. Last time I saw you, I had a thyroid.
Yes.
The issue with people and gluten is the reality it's enriched glutens that have been, like flours and grains that have been stripped of their nutrients and then artificial stuff put back in. That's where people have problems with it.
Sounds like half the women in Hollywood.
Yes.
No, like they say people who have gluten problems, they can eat sourdough bread, no problem. It's actually good for them. I haven't tried it yet.
Technically, all bread traditionally is a sourdough starter. You can't start bread without souring something to make it.
Ooh.
So the reality is that it's when we started making bread in the 50s and started enriching stuff is that it screwed everybody up.
Oh.
The pillars of civilization were built on making bread.
We have to blame Wonder Bread, basically, right?
Yeah, it's Wonder Bread. It's probably
straight up
Wonder
white bread with all that stuff in it.
Enriched. Nothing should be enriched except for people. Your food shouldn't be enriched. That's not. Anytime I see enriched, I'm like, it's going to go down bad. Indigestion.
You mean injected.
Yeah.
Karen, do you have anything to share with the listeners about your
I got the
adventures?
Usual. No,
other than going to Joshua Tree?
No, I'm doing the usual. It's going to come out, and you're going to like this, Jesse May, too, is the rescue dog show.
Ooh!
Which I've been, like, people have told me my whole career, oh, can you do this pet show for us? It's this and that, and it never comes through. Well, finally, folks, I'm doing one.
That's great.
Rescue show, best wiggle butt, best couch potato.
Yes.
Best listener. The dogs just like show their ears that go up when you go, ah, and they go, ah. That's a dog. That's
best
a
listener.
Category.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It'll be, I think it's on, now I can't remember. I think it's Hallmark.
How about bounciest gait?
Yeah.
That should be.
Because I love when a dog just bounces for no reason.
Or they pounce on
just
something.
Bounce down the street. Yeah.
Well,
that's like a cat.
Who humps the most?
Okay, well, that's cool. So we'll look forward to seeing
that.
Yeah,
I'll tell you when it comes on.
I'm going to be one of the hosts along with Ungayo Bilum at the Emerald Cup in Santa Rosa, December 15th and 16th at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. So if you're fixing to go to that thing, come say hi to me. And thank you again. A million times here's looking at you on what's this street right here? We're on 6th and
Oxford,
but very close to Western and the intersection of Wilshire and Western and the Wiltern Theater. And
a great night.
Yeah, this was amazing. Thank you so much for having us. And anything else?
Well, you did forget to say something.
I know, because it's been so quiet and nice in here.
Just whisper.
Usually at the beginning of the show, I like scream that we're going to eat, and Karen jumps. And it's always fun to make her jump, and she doesn't know when I'm going to say it. But I just feel like
the
atmosphere is really mellow.
You read the room.
It'd just be weird to suddenly be like, we're going to eat! Sorry about that. Sorry to put you through that. I know it scares everybody.
Right,
and I know that's what's going to happen. I still...
You look at Aristotle.
It's just a... Yeah, he's got to throw the... headphones off. Oh, and thank you to Aristotle and Starburns for being our new podcast home.
I've heard great things about Starburns.
Yeah, and they're, you know, this thing's going right to the top, this podcast now, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be called Dining with Doug and Karen. Now it's Dining with D and K.
Yeah, keep like it short. Get right to it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and thank you to Jessamay Peluso as well.
Oh, of course. Thank you. Thank you for feeding me.
And Jonathan and Jessamay and Karen for all of those people and for Rodrigo.
You guys still have some chicken left on that plate. I expect that plate to be cleaned.
Okay.
So.
Bon appetit, mother effers.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Snow peas, brie cheese, our plates are clean. We dined with Doug and Karen.
I like Donnie with Doug and Mommy.
It's a good show.